Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Maddie C's Sports. Voice.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody. What up, Maddie C Sports? I'm here with the Combat FC champ right here, Michael Jalcor. How are you doing today, man?
Good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, man. And it was nice to meet you at the event and the DYL tournament.
Yeah, it was dope.
I was really happy with like all the coaches and everybody coming together to make it a fun event for all the kids in the gyms and all that stuff, because they probably train just as hard as you guys. So much respect to you guys.
Thank you, brother. And, you know, happy to chop it up with you, you know, let's talk.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the interview on your birthday for your big win, man. So to go to that, you beat Jacob Corgiano in what you're famous for, apparently, the triangle choke, man, in the first round.
I don't know about famous, but, you know, that's one of my favorite chokes, though. You know, I do love the triangle.
Yeah, I could tell, man. So take me through that night, man, like your emotion going in and then, like, coming out. I mean, that was a title you were going to go after, so... how did you feel towards that?
It was great, you know. Man, it was super fun. Just focused on keeping myself very calm, collected, you know, making sure that you know, everything was taken care of, you know, and realizing everything was taken care of, like physically and mentally, you know. I had prepared myself for this fight, so I just knew I was going to dominate that fight. I don't know, man. Something was, you know, how you feel good, you feel confident, and then, you know, your hard work pays off. So I just knew I was going to get it done, whether it was a 5-round fight or one round like it was, you know. Better for me if it's one round, you know, but I would have enjoyed going 5 rounds, see if test myself. So, yeah.
See, the thing is, you guys train so long, and it's either you got 15 minutes, you got, you know, like you ended it with 236 in round one, and it's like, damn, like I did all this training, like you love the win and you got the belt on you, like,
yeah,
like how did you put that belt around you, bro?
It was surreal, bro. Like, the emotion, you know, it was a great moment. It was a great moment in my young career, in my young life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have never thought, like, fucking, that I'd be 21 fighting for a championship belt, you know, in the sport MMA, fighting sport. You know, who would have thought, bro? I was just like, I was just blown away with the, you know, emotions in the cage. You know, in my head I didn't like get too emotional, but you know, thoughts, and like, feels good to like look back on, you know, your old self or your old old version of you, you know, and see that you've left that in the past and you've evolved, you know, like, you changed who you are for the better, and like the belt it's like a staple of that. It's a medal of that, you know. I earned that shit. Worked hard for that. And I think I earned it with that triangle, you know.
Where's the belt, man? You got it there? You got it at the gym?
Nah, it's at the gym, you know. We got it on a shelf in the gym, you know. That's La Casa, you know, so we keep it in there. Keep it in the house. Right when you walk in the door, you know, we got our belts, the belts that our fighters have won right on a wall there. It's dope.
So you guys are literally on the come up, taking over
Yeah,
up
that's the
there.
goal, man, you know. That's the goal, just to be the best fighters we can possibly be, and you know, keep going in the cage, getting better with every performance and every win, and you know, trying to take over the world, man. Fuck it, you know. I don't want to just be one sit some local kid, you know. Stay on the scene out here, you know. I just want to fight the best people around here, and then the best people in the country, best people in the world,
So,
man.
I mean, you took over NEF, you went here to Combat FC, got a title. Are you looking to go anywhere else, like, you know, like Cage Titans? Or I know CES is starting their realm to go with the AMI fights. Is there anywhere else you want to go around the New England area?
Bro, I'll fight wherever, man. Fight wherever the good fights are, you know. I don't say I took over any of these promotions, yeah, you know, but that's the goal, man. Fucking let's keep working, and we'll see what happens, you know. I'm just a young kid, so the goal is to take over these promotions in my weight class, you know.
And
145,
145 is no
maybe
joke either.
155. Yeah, you know, we got some good guys at 145 in the New England area. I fought a few catch weights, you know. I'm trying to stick at 145 now, you know. And who knows what's next, you know. Maybe jump to 155 again, you know. I've had some fights at 155, just trying to have some fun, man. You know, keep going in there, keep getting some experience, keep fighting the best fights that I can, and testing myself right now. And yeah, man, that's all I can say, bro. We just enjoying the ride.
And I mean, from what I saw with you when I first met you, like, you guys seem like an absolute family from where you guys are at your gym with, if I say it right, Karasu Tengu Academy.
Yeah, Karasu Tengu Academy.
Like,
Yeah,
it seems
Karasu.
like you guys are such a bonded, like, family. And you know, with your young fighters, like, everybody is trying to help everybody, it seems. Like, you guys seem like a well-knit family. Like, you look out for everybody.
Yeah, man. Of course, dude. Like, you need a team in this sport. You need a team to succeed, you know, in life, man, to be honest. I don't think you can do it all alone, you know. Personally, like, you can't do it all alone, man. You need good people and good team, and to surround yourself with good energy. So we got all that at KTA. So I think we just you know, we're a family because we all bond over jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, boxing, you know, MMA in general, and the love of fighting and combat sports. So you know, you go to these good gyms and you see like how they interact with their fighters and how they interact with their students, hobbyists, and all that. And you know, the ones who tend to be like legit and have like offer good skills, good class, good environment, you know, like they'll be like more close knit, you know. And you can tell like just by the energy in the room. You know, some places they aren't the same like that. It just depends on the people, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, man. We're like a family though at Karasu Tengu Academy, man. And MMA just brings a lot of people together. It's a great thing. I recommend everybody start training, you know, whatever, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, boxing, you know, check out your local MMA gym, you know, around your area. New England. We got
And
plenty great
I,
schools out here.
yeah, absolutely. And now with New Hampshire, I mean, you guys are a small knit group that is coming together, and Connecticut's building, Massachusetts is building, and Maine's on the come up too. So, like, with New Hampshire, I feel like, do you guys feel like you're starting the game up there, like wanting more people in New Hampshire to, like, you know, come down to these other New England events? Because basically, you guys are one of the first New Hampshire gyms I've heard about, to be honest.
So yeah, like, man, that's the goal, dude. We represent New Hampshire, Southern New Hampshire for sure. You know, you got Team Link out here, like JC, Nick JC, Ali, my guy. Shout out to him. He fights out of Team Link, and yeah, man, like we doing it for Southern New Hampshire though. I think we probably got the most fighters out here, most active fighters, and you know, probably the best. And you got Nostos up there, Northern New Hampshire. They doing their thing, you know.
Yeah, they
as well, man. Like we all trying to do it, brother. Connecticut, you know, like you mentioned, these states have their guys and their gyms, you know, who are coming up, and you know, whether they train together or not, you know, they should be training together, I think. You know, I like to get work in with other gyms as well. You know, it's necessary. And then fuck it, we'll all get better that way. We fight, you know.
I like good fights are bound to happen,
you know.
Oh yeah, and Nostros is—it's funny. One of their coaches that were there, I was like, "Yeah, you guys go to Cage Titans all the time." He's like, "We're gonna take over that. We're gonna take over this. I like the positive attitude, and you guys, you know, like I talked to you about your title and how you won it, and you know, are you going belt hunting at amateur level right now? Or are you, man, just keeping it cool?
I'm not going like belt hunting per se, but I got this Combat FC championship to defend now, and so that's my title. I hold that, and I'm proud of that shit. So we'll see what's next in that sense. And yeah, I just want to fight the best fights I can at the amateur level and keep fighting like good guys, dude. Like I want to test myself, and I want to eventually turn pro and fucking fight the best guys around, you know? Like, I don't care. Like, this is the lifestyle I want to live. So whatever it takes, you know, I'm going to try to do it and give it all I fucking got and get to that level that I want to be at. So, yeah, like I do love the positive energy as well. And like, coming from a guy who used to struggle with confidence and shit, like, you got to have that positive and confident outlook on things. It will help you a lot, you know, it'll help you a lot just to reach your goals, you know? And, if you don't have confidence in life, then I recommend you start training, man. Start hitting the gym, lifting weights, or going to your local MMA gym, getting involved with some martial arts. It's a very good discipline, and you got to have discipline in life to enjoy it, man. So, yeah, dude, in that sense though, not going belt hunting, just want to fucking fight the best people around, and keep getting that work in, that cage time, take over my weight class and whatever promotions I can, man, around here. Build my name up, man. You know, shit don't come easy, so I gotta earn it, and I'm ready.
And it seems as though, like, again, like with your gym, I love it, man, because you guys, like you said, you do MMA, you do kickboxing, you do MMA, if I already said MMA,
jiu-jitsu, you know, all that shit. We do it all, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, because some gyms don't concentrate on, they only concentrate on one thing. And you know, like you said, like people come into the gyms and like it's an outlet for some people, like that are battling anxiety or depression. They go in the gym and it's like it all goes away, and then they learn from that, and then they come back into not reality, but like normalcy, like, when they get out of the gym. Yeah. And then they're like, they come back to life, like from that one session or whatever. And I really like the positive vibes like you guys show, and you guys go to the small time stuff and big time stuff. You guys aren't like, oh, we're just gonna go do professional events. Like, you guys go and support your little kids, you support, man, you know, your top guys such as yourself. Like, I saw one of your, what was the other man's name that was with you? He was cornering a couple times.
My guy Walter, my coach.
Yeah,
dark guy.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's my coach, Walter Cotito, my mentor. You know, he's my guy. Love that dude. Yeah, he's the man, dude. He's the man.
Well, he seemed very chill and, like, laughable, and he got the kids ready in a positive way, like just have fun, like that type of thing. Like, and is he like that type for you? Like, you get you like, I don't know, how do I say it? Like, get you loose for the fight, like ready to go, and not pressure you. Like, you have to do this. Like, you have to do that. Like, I see coaches do that a lot.
Nah, man. Like, he definitely like is my coach. So in that manner, he's gonna tell me that I need to perform how I need to perform, you know, and to go out there and do what I got to do and listen to his words and the game plan and the shit that we've worked on in fight camp and stuff that, you know, we do getting ready to fight. So yeah, he does like put pressure on me to perform and stuff, but it's not like in a negative way. He doesn't, you know, my coaches do tell me to have fun, you know, make sure not to have fun. And I also tell myself that a lot, you know, because a lot of times you struggle when you're not having fun and you start to like get overwhelmed and you lose a kind of sense of reality. Like, oh, I'm doing this because like I enjoy this shit, you know, let's go, let's have fun, man. You beat me up. All right, let me try to start taking a round back, beat you up a little bit, you know, like, so there's always that pressure to perform to your best ability, whether it's enforced by your coach, you know, a little too much is not good, you know, because you don't want to let it get to your head, I feel. It can be a big problem. Yeah, you know, that's he's a great with kids, great with people, you know, lovable dude, you know, all heart, you know.
Yeah, he seemed very personable, like, know me, and he was just like, what's up, how's going, and all that stuff. So I like people like that. And there's always a different like mindset for people, like, oh, MMA guys are like not like scary or like, you know, like they're intimidating. Most MMA guys are the nicest people. Like,
yeah,
there's always a misconception on that. And you know, it's great, again, it's great to see gyms come together to help everybody. And I'm sure you had a whole crowd of your gym coming in Wilmington. How was it there, man? Because Shriners Auditorium is big and loud because it's so enclosed to the cage.
Yeah, no, it was great, man. We brought out a little crowd, you know, brought out a little crowd for sure. I had fought there before, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you fought at Combat FC3, right, before this one?
Yeah, I fought at the first one. I fought at the third one, and then this last one, the Combat FC5, the fifth one. So yeah. So I fought there a few times, and yeah, maybe people have recognized my face and stuff. You know, I don't think my face has changed too much, you know. And yeah,
it's so, the hair that changes all the time.
Yeah, hair. I like to switch the hair up. The hairstyle's cool. Definitely something that I love to do, you know. That I love to do, like to fight, you know. I love getting braided up. Feels good, man. Like, ready for war now. Like, ready to go. Nothing's getting him out.
It's funny.
Good, man. It was a good crowd. It got loud in there, you know, especially once I finished that triangle off. It was good. It was dope, man. Got a lot of video. It was awesome. Good event. And, you know, if there's good fights, there's definitely good energy in the building, you know, and we got to make sure we put on good fights for these people who come to watch us, you know, do our thing. And yeah, hopefully I get in there and do it every time. I like to think that I do. So, you know, energy is always good as long as my energy is good. Don't let shit bother.
It's funny because like when I went to Combat FC, like, you know, I went there and I saw the back, like where everybody's like sitting, getting ready for a fight. And I'm like, this looks like a WWF type of like parking garage up in here. Like, it's like, you guys are just like sitting there waiting to fight. And I'm like, bro, like,
yeah, it's a like locker room. Man. Nah, it's wherever they give us, man. You know, we'll warm up. Just got to warm up though. You know, that's a key part. So yeah, I like the Shriners though, man. It's great, you know. It's cool, man. It's pretty close, you know. I feel like it draws in a good amount of people, you know. Being that it's in Wilmington, it's in a good area, you know. A lot of people who support people from this area can come out. And yeah, it's good for a good local show, man. It's awesome.
Well, I watched the way you fought in that first round. I found it. It took me a while to find that fight because, like, you know, Combat FC takes a while to, like, post it on YouTube or anything.
Oh,
like
you
that.
Have it, dude?
Yeah, I found it. I'll try to get the link for you. And, yeah. You know, I think it was just somebody in the crowd just, like, that was really close, like, videoing it.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I was like, damn, like, this guy gets you to the ground. He can choke you out real quick. Like,
Yeah, man.
So, like, do you work a lot on the ground or are you, like, what's your strength? Like, is it, like, you can strike, you can do all this type of thing? Like, is it all around game for you or do you prefer to do your damage on the ground?
No, man, I think I honestly like keep it on the feet, you know. Yeah, I like to keep it on the feet, to be honest. I love jiu-jitsu, though. Jiu-jitsu is, like, I love jiu-jitsu. Very, very cool. I first got involved with martial arts, you know, from jiu-jitsu, you know, that's where I started, you know. Jiu-jitsu when I was 18. So, yeah. But I gotta say, like, I love striking, and I think it comes really natural to me, and I have a mind for it, so that's good. I think I'm more of a well-rounded fighter, though. Like, my weakness really might be the wrestling, you know. People notice or they think this already, so I'll say it's like my least developed skill is the wrestling. But my MMA wrestling, like, is good, you know. So don't fuck with me in the cage, you know. But pure wrestling. I lack that a little bit, you know, but I like to keep it on the feet, you know, if I can, you know, we'll stay on the feet. I'm definitely most comfortable there, and I feel like I can do a lot of damage there as well. And if it goes to the ground, fuck it, man. Like, I'll try to throw up a submission. If the submission doesn't go for me, I'll try to get back to my feet, man. Like, can't hang out on the ground. You can't do that. So, especially if the dude's actually trying to hit you on the ground, and not, like a lot of amateurs, they'll just hold you on the ground to throw a couple punches, and, you know. But if you're really getting smashed on the ground, like, nah, you got to get up, man. You're gonna throw up a submission, try to get up again if it doesn't work. So, yeah, wherever the fight goes, I'm good. I'm more of an MMA style fighter, though. You know, mixed martial arts is my style. Not so one-sided, like, practiced, you know. I don't just practice this a lot, like jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai, and then do a little bit of the other. You know, I'm an MMA fighter.
Oh, well, it shows on your resume you like the ground, bro, for the wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts, dude. I thought that was funny, too. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know what? You know what's crazy? I've got, like, finished twice, and I've got two finishes, so four total, but they come by way of submission, whether it's me or the guy I fought. So I lost twice by submission, and I fucking won twice by submission. But I like to strike, like, that's my thing. So I think it's kind of funny.
So for me to say, is it too early for you to go pro, or do you want to just stick with AMIs for a while?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going pro right now, man. I got a lot of work to do, I think, in my eyes, you know, and, like, why rush it, you know? That's why rush it? I don't have to rush it.
Right.
Just how I personally feel. So trying to get all my tools sharpened, you know, work on everything I can now and practice it in the gym and practice it in the cage while I'm still an amateur. And then once we jump to pro, it's all business from there, you know, all business. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't expect to go pro real soon. You know, you won't hear about it for a while.
Got you. But, I'm sure you'll let me know.
Definitely going to keep fighting around the local scene. And really, man, if I can get a fight somewhere else too, that'd be cool. Like, who knows? I know they got like an Art of Scrap show in Indiana. So that'd be cool. Go out there and maybe fucking see what's up with the level of talent out there, level of skills and the fighters they got out there. Kind of like test myself in new waters, you know, away from home. But we got us, man. There's no need to rush anything. So just enjoying a ride, dude, trying to fucking become the best I can be.
And a lot of New England guys are going down, going over, I should say, over to Indiana to go fight. And I respect that. Like, they go over there, they take care of business, and they go home.
Yeah, man, I've seen, like, those Evolution guys really been going over there.
Oh, the Evolution guys are really going down, those guys from Maine. They have, like, three or four guys at a time, and some girls, too, go down there and start taking care of business. And they're really taking over that promotion.
Yeah, and that's cool, man. So shout out to them. Fucking, I know Mo Kanani's fighting tonight, so best of luck to him. I hope he fucking wins, man. He's a good guy. Great fighter. Fan of him. So, yeah, man. But, yeah. No rush to go pro, dude. Trying to fight again.
And best him and Peter Barrett was a good one. That fight was unreal. Yeah.
I didn't get to actually watch that, man, but... Fucking, I seen some highlights. I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw some highlights, though, and it looked super entertaining, and it looked like a war, bro. Fucking war.
Yeah, he, Pete and I have, like, got a good friendship, and, man, him and Mo just absolutely, like, both out of gas and still going, and, you know, I saw a little bit from Mo, like, his after fight, like, how bad he was banged up, but stood over like a champ. And then I see Peter Barrett getting stitched up after that fight. So it was it was one of the best fights I've seen live in person. And then the next one was Joe the Party Penafiel and John Duma. So that was a good one too.
Oh, yeah, that's a banger, dude. Yeah, I fucking, we got a lot of dogs out here, you know, trying to just be another one of them boys. So it's fucking awesome. You know, I love the MMA community, and I just love the MMA in general, man. So
I do too. And Peter and a bunch of people got me into MMA. Like, I wasn't really a person who per se, like, went to the interview parts of it but then you learn stuff. Like, that's what's awesome. Like, you guys learn in the gym. I learned seeing you guys fight. So it's amazing to see this type of stuff go on. Yeah, and you guys are supportive of the interview people unless they talk shit about you, which I don't do.
Yeah, man, for real. I mean, like, it's cool, you know, being able to, like, get interviewed and have people, like, you know, have some sort of, like, interest in, like, seeing who we are and, like, what we do and, like, why we fucking fight and stuff like that. And, yeah, it's awesome, bro. It's really, really cool.
And
really cool.
Bro, where did you get the nickname Woods from? With a Z.
Woods with a Z. I don't know, man. I just made that my Facebook name back in high school. You know, I love to smoke backwoods, like, a lot. And, like, that was just my thing, you know? Fucking stuffing backwoods up, like, when I was really young, dude. Like, you know, when you hear the rappers rap about it, you're like, all right, backwoods, yeah, let's try some of those. Yeah, let's try the backwoods.
Oh, so yeah.
I just got hooked on the backwoods, bro, and, like, my last name, I don't know, I'm super, like, used to be super sketched out of people, like, knowing my last name and, like, where I live and, like, stay at and shit. So I used to be just, like, fucking kind of, like, discreet as possible. So I just put Woods Mike. That's my Facebook name.
And I left it. That's what I did. I didn't put your last name in it because I was just like, all right, like, it seems like you just want to keep the Woods part of it and just... I introduced your whole thing, but
no, yeah,
know, Mike so Woods is straight.
It used to be like a weird, like, thing. I just didn't like to tell people, like, I didn't like to put on social media my last name. I don't know. It was just like, yo, who's this Mike Jolliker? Like, Mike what? Like, Woods Mike was just easier. It had some fucking, like, some, like, a little zing to it, you know, a little catch, you know, you say, oh, Woods Mike, you know. And it didn't catch on, though, like, really, until my coach started, like, calling me that because we had a few mics in the room. And, yeah, so then, like, my coach and my team, they started calling me Woods. So I thought it was funny, you know. And, like, some old friend of mine used to call me Woods, too, you know. It stuck a little bit with the high school friends, but more so with my team now. Just, backwoods.
Backwoods, man. Love it. Love it. I thought it was like Woods, like New Hampshire Woods. Like,
nah. That's true. You can say that though. You know, I thought of that a few times. We'll tell that
Nah,
to the
I like
kids.
the backwoods better, bro. I like the backwoods better.
That's the word. That's a version for the kids. Woods in New Hampshire.
So what's the game plan now? We're already in October now. Do you have any more like fight goals for the end of the year? Do you want one fight, two, or are you just going to take a break for the year after this?
Right now, I'm looking to stay active, you know. So that's the goal.
Excellent, man.
Defend the belt. That's the goal, man. So if we can make that happen, that'll be the goal. If something else pops up, like a better opportunity or something, but I don't know. I'm the champ, so I'll defend my belt if something's there. But yeah, if another fight pops up, and that falls through, you know, try to fight by February. That's my goal.
Excellent, man. Excellent. So my last question to you, bro, is with Combat FC, do you yourself want to defend that title for a while, or are you going to, like I said, like, you know, there's a lot of promotions and, you know, do you want to try out some other local scenes? Like, you know, you just don't want to keep yourself just with Combat FC.
I mean, like, Combat FC, man, you know, like, I'm a big fan of how they've been running things and the fights that they get booked, and you know, sometimes they fall through, but again, that's not the promotion's fault per se. So that sucks if they fall through, but they do a very good job with matching up fights and putting on good show for the people and a good experience for the fighters. I think I've had good experience over there so far. So yeah, I'll fight there, you know, defend the belt, you know, for as long as I retain it. And you know, I'm not limited to anywhere. I'm not tied down to nobody. So keep fighting around where there's a good fight for me. You know, message my team, and see what we can get cooking, man. You know, I'm all about a good fight and a good challenge, man. So give me something to look forward to, and I'm fucking there.
Well, they just followed me, and I think it's because of you. So thank you. But
hey, hell yeah,
but
dude.
I think I'm going to suggest to them that the Shriners needs to build another concession stand for beers.
Yeah, right, dude. Fucking line was out the room, man. Holy shit.
They're going to go in the cage soon in a little bit just to get in line for that shit, man.
I know, bro. It was wild. It's a good. A lot of excitement with the shows. I love them. Good production too. Very pretty good production.
Oh yeah. He had a lot of UFC fight pass too.
Yeah, that matters. The production really matters, you know. Especially when the pros are fighting. You know, like, you have a shitty production, like, that's not a good look. They do it good.
They for sure, good. Man. So, man, really, thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate you coming on, and I can't wait to follow your career. And
hey,
where can everybody follow you? Even though you don't want to be, we won't put last names and stuff, bro.
Nah, it's cool. That's an old thing of mine. You know what I'm saying? Mike Joliker is my real name. That's my government. So y'all know my name now. Michael Joliker is the government. I'll say it with pride now. But follow me on Facebook, like I said, Woods Mike. I don't be too active on there. Whatever I post on Instagram kind of goes there, and I share some funny memes on Facebook. So World of Woods, all one word, on Instagram. And yeah, follow KT Academy Nashua on Instagram, KTA Management, 8191 Creatives. And yeah, man, that's all I got, bro. Thank you for having me. It was fun talking to you, bro. So, you know, I'll catch you at one of these next events soon. And
oh, absolutely.
You know, thank you for the love, bro.
Absolutely, man. Do you want to shout out any sponsors you have?
Yeah, man, we got some sponsors on show love to First Harvest Hemp. My guy Kev Gino. He actually gave me some of this flower right here. Some of this tree. Let me show you this nug here.
Oh, okay.
Shout out my guy Kevin. CBD bud. There's a lot of tinctures and stuff. Yeah, look at that big nug right
Oh,
there.
yeah.
And good stuff. I haven't had this for a while.
No seeds and stems in that.
Naturally grown. I mean, locally grown, all natural products, used with his products. CBD products like for recovery, muscle recovery, for sleep, focus, all that. First Harvest Hemp Company. Lombardo Loam, my guy Ryan, and who else we got on the team? Shout out to Smart Installs, my man Gleb. Love you, bro. You're much appreciated, brother. Let's see, SQL Management and KTA Management, dude. And shout out to you. Thank you
I
for the love,
appreciate
homie.
it, man. Appreciate it. Of course, if you have a fight coming, I'll definitely promote it for you.
Hey, thank you, bro. And yeah, trying to compete jujitsu for the rest of the year, but get in that uncomfortable kind of zone and try to conquer it a little bit. But next year, trying to defend that title and have some exciting fights and make it a good 2024. So let's fucking
Excellent.
do
Excellent, man. Well, thank you again.
it. Oh yeah.
Michael Woods right here, Maddie
Yeah.
C, and good night, Sadie, and we'll talk to everybody soon.
Hi, bro. See you later.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, MattyC23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C's Sports
what the fuck
on
is up?
YouTube.
They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One punt, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal. Taking my pick and I pounce.